More than just the FBI is taking advantage of the advanced capabilities of the next generation identification system. The FBI hired Lockheed Martin to build for its needs, but other agencies are finding huge benefits also. Stephen Morris is the assistant director of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division. In part two of his interview with executive editor Jason Miller, Morris discusses how NGI is becoming the standard for all federal, state, and local law enforcement needs.
We've always had a partnership. We've had a tremendous partnership with the Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, Department of State. We have, for several years, been actively involved in what we call interoperability. In other words, ensuring that the systems that we maintain biometrics in, that they can speak to one another and exchange information across the different platforms, so that a law enforcement agency, if they send us a transaction to search against our criminal holdings that we have at the FBI, that if there's a need or if they have reason to believe the individual may be a foreign national, then we need to ensure we can be able to submit that transaction further over to DHS to possibly be searched against their biometrics holdings. So that's one of the standards that we are constantly emphasizing when we talk to private industry or we're talking to vendors about developing new technologies. Is the key to the future in all this biometrics technology is interoperability. And that is something that we have been involved in for well over 10 years. And because of the success of NGI, it's like anything else, more people want to use it. So interoperability is even more important.
Interesting that other agencies are noticing the success. And obviously, you mentioned the partnership with DOD. Where do you see NGI going over the next year or so?
Well, clearly, NGI now, we're just coming off our first anniversary as far as our full operational capabilities for NGI. And we've already seen and we've already realized that the tremendous success that we've had with the search algorithms and the different multimodal capabilities that it has. So I think in the future, I think as we continue going down this road, we continue to see more success. I really kind of see two parallel paths as it relates to NGI. I mean, clearly we're going to continue to leverage the multimodal capabilities that NGI has, and technology will certainly help drive that, whether it's iris, face, and other modalities, voice, or any of these other modalities that might be much further down the road. So I think we definitely have that to look forward to, and like I said, technology will drive that. On the other hand, I think the basic capabilities that we've designed and built into NGI is where I think the real game changers come into play. And those are, when I say capabilities, being able to leverage mobile devices a lot faster. I think one of the big capabilities that NGI offers and that we just really are starting to see results from is RAPback, and that's the ability to subscribe for agencies or entities to subscribe to notifications. So when they submit a background check on someone, whether that's someone subject to supervised release or whether that's someone in a position of trust, they can subscribe to a notification, and they will receive a notification back if there's any sort of criminal activity that comes in on that fingerprint. So it's like a flag, if you will. And I think that's a capability that we're just starting to see folks take advantage of. So some of the capabilities that NGI has, I don't think we've really even started to leverage yet. Facial recognition, another one. But as those mature and as folks feel comfortable with those, and I think the confidence of the American public to know that this system is truly built with privacy and civil liberties in mind, I think that's when we'll start really seeing the potential that NGI has to offer.
I also caught up with Jay Winkler, Lockheed Martin's Director of Justice Technology Solutions and Services. Lockheed Martin was the lead contractor for the Next Generation Identification System, or NGI. Winkler tells me about how the FBI and Lockheed Martin used an agile development process to meet the program's goals.
We tested them in a very rigorous manner through all of the increments leading up to Increment 4 delivery, which was FOC, and just those checks along the way to make sure that what we were delivering is what the FBI asked for. And really the important thing there, like I said, is the collaboration that went along between the two entities there. The people worked very, very hard, and they were dedicated to the mission more than anything else, making sure that the system delivered. And I've heard the FBI various representatives say along the way a couple of times at different events, and they're very proud to say that the program was delivered on scope and that's meaning back to the requirements, but also on schedule and on budget. That is a relatively rare occurrence in today's world, but I think it was the dedication of the people, transparency, collaboration, and putting the right people, you know, very skilled people in place.
One of the things that the FBI has done for this one, as well as there are other programs that have a lot of attention to it, such as Sentinel, which I'm sure you're familiar with, is this idea of Agile. They really are ahead of the pack in many regards using Agile. Talk about that Agile process, how it worked for NGI.
It was very good that the FBI and Lockheed Martin agreed to this incremental delivery capability process so that we could continue to deliver capability out to the user community and gauge how that capability was fielded and if it was meeting the needs of the organization, and allowed us to go back iteratively to tweak things along the way and make sure that we were delivering the right capability to the users at the right time. So we really took full advantage of that Agile methodology there, such that, you know, in old systems, it would take 4 years or 5 years sometimes before you delivered the first iteration of the system, whereas NGI was delivered out to the community in 4 increments so they could see what they were getting, so the users could adjust to the system, and that we could make adjustments along the way to make sure that we were meeting the needs of the user community.
What was the governance process? So you said FBI comes to you and says, here's 5 things we want to change for the system, update, tweak, et cetera, more capabilities, we'll expand the scalability of it. And then you guys work with them to do what? Give me a sense of how this process works.
Well, from a process perspective, they're defining the Agile nature of the system. And I'm not really well versed in all of the exact Agile terminology, but we meet with the FBI to determine exactly what ought to be a part of each one of the incremental upgrades that we do. And they've vetted it out there with their community, so they know what's most important to them. And we look at these capabilities in order to be able to time bound them into the box that we have and do the rank order prioritization based upon the user needs. And then we agree to what those capabilities in each one of the incremental deliveries should be. And then we deliver those, as I said, every 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes 4, depending upon to the FBI.
You talked about looking forward a little bit. You talked about the IRIS pilot. What else is happening? What are some of the next things on your, or the FBI's, I guess, agenda to improve NGI over the next, you know, 6, 9, 12 months?
We have a number of efforts here along the way to, number one, take advantage of the scalability of the commercial blade technology that we have out there to make sure that we're scalable to the needs of the FBI. And the FBI has a number of different agencies who utilize the capabilities of NGI, DHS being one of them. But we're looking at a number of COTS upgrades to keep the system as up to date and as advanced as we need it to be in order to provide that mission out to the users. Now, from the facial recognition that is employed out there today, the facial recognition matches against the database of mugshots of criminals out there. So that is a capability that's out there today. And the FBI is looking strongly at advancing the IRIS pilot further. And so there's more of a mainstream use on the system, taking advantage of some of the advances out there and some of the makers of those IRIS matching algorithms, because it is another modality that you can look at out there to provide a more complete, comprehensive match of identity out there for somebody who has been submitted into the NGI system.
From your perspective, this program is obviously, as you started out saying, is making a huge difference. Quicker time, more accuracy on fingerprints, dealing with some, as you said, cold cases. What do you think that the key here is in terms of the success? Like, when you guys look at success and how you're measuring success, what are some of those factors? Is it all about accuracy and speed, or is there more to it?
I think there's a number of elements to measuring, you know, the success of the NGI system, certainly with which the capability to match it at a much higher accuracy rate, you know, greater than 99% at this stage of the game, is very, very good. Also on the latent prints, we triple the accuracy on that. The scalability, again, is pretty much untouched at this point of view, that, you know, we do kind of a nominal number in the, you know, 250,000 to 300,000 transaction rates per day. But the system on some very busy days has scaled well past the design number. So I think that those are the critical things that we measure out there. But I think one of the other, the more, you know, the softer measurements there is how we're making a difference out there with these law enforcement agencies. There are many examples out there where we've kept law enforcement officers safe by identifying these individuals out there who have criminal records or who are wanted for various crimes. So when you think about when those law enforcement officers approach a vehicle, they're much more aware today with NGI than they've ever been in the past of what might be waiting for them out there. They know they're able to determine that there's a wanted criminal out there. So getting those law enforcement officers the information that they need to stay safer, and then by definition they're able to take those you know the bad guys, if you will, off the street and keep the community safer as well.
Jay Winkler is Lockheed Martin's Director of Justice Technology Solutions and Services. Stephen Morris is the Assistant Director of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division. They spoke with Executive Editor Jason Miller about how the FBI's Next Generation Identification System is performing a year after hitting full operational capability. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.